Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend John Fale is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the first five chapters of Isaiah, God identifies Judah as a sinful nation, people weighed down with iniquity. Offspring of evildoers, he calls them, sons who act corruptly. They have abandoned Yahweh. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away from him. Judah's corruption in sin is total, from the sole of the foot to the head. God tells Judah that he loathes their worthless sacrifices, hates their festivals, and does not hear their empty prayers because their hands are covered with blood. Not the blood of goats and lambs for sacrifice, but with the blood of their treacherous dealings with each other. Still, God will not wash his hands of them, his chosen ones, his beloved. No, the God of all mercy invites Judah to come to their senses, returning to him to wash and make themselves clean and to live as the people of God by stopping their evil toward one another, seeking justice for those who are treated unjustly, standing up to those who are ruthless, defending the vulnerable orphans and pleading for the widows. Washed of their sins by God's merciful forgiveness, though their sins are as scarlet, God says, promises them that they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they would be like wool. But alas, even though they are warned of the dreadful outcome of any refusal of God's mercy, even though they are promised God's protection and blessing should they return from their wickedness and receive his holy washing, they would not. They refused. And God stretches his hand against them and strikes them down because they have rejected the instruction of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. But even in that, God's merciful, loving, warm heart only wanted to bring them to their senses. At chapter 6, Isaiah records that he is allowed to see the Lord sitting on a throne high and exalted. The Apostle John observes that despite the many signs and miracles performed by Jesus, which fulfilled Old Testament prophecy regarding the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, yet they were not believing in him. John then quotes portions of Isaiah's prophecies regarding Israel's rejection of Messiah, adding, "These things Isaiah said because he saw his glory," that is, he saw the glory of Jesus, "and Isaiah spoke of him." Imagine, if you will, what it would be like to see, in any fashion, the living God Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The whole earth, full of his glory, accompanied by the shaking temple as it was filled with smoke. Isaiah's response is the only reasonable one that anyone can have when in the presence of the Holy One. Woe is me, for I am ruined, lost, exposed, found out, because I am a man of unclean lips and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah realized at this moment that he was as good as dead, his sin nakedly exposed before the Holy Lord of hosts. Isaiah was not worthy to speak any word from God. That's what the law does. The law crushes. It reduces us with dread. It shuts the mouth of every one of us so we don't say anything stupid before God in an attempt to justify our sinful actions or compare ourselves with other sinners. The law exposes what you try to explain away and justify. The law declares that you stand guilty and condemned before the Holy God. But thanks be to God, the law doesn't get the last word. In this text, Isaiah does not get the last word. Your accusers do not get the last word. The evil one does not get the last word. Jesus gets the last word. Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets through his obedient life under the law, through his perfect bloody sacrifice as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And his resurrection from the dead sealed God's promises for all eternity. This one is the last word. Your sin is forgiven. Your sin is atoned for. Your guilt is completely removed from you. Whew. What a sigh of relief. God in his mercy sends the Holy Spirit to breathe life into dead, condemned souls through the gospel. The Holy Spirit works continuously through word and sacrament to keep and sustain you in this faith that he has breathed into you. He continues to breathe this life into you through his word and sacraments, that as you receive holy absolution, you know with absolute confidence and surety that your sin has been atoned for. It has been completely removed from you. And so God in his mercy then continuously sends messengers generation after generation to bless and to heal our sinful lips with the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments, with this good news that your sin is taken away from you. God's forgiveness enables us to stand now in the presence of the Holy One of Israel, because now I am adorned with the righteousness of Jesus. His forgiveness of me now qualifies me, not of my own, but his forgiveness to stand with all of the holy angels singing with this heavenly choir, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." God's forgiveness opens our lips for our mouths to declare his praise. God's forgiveness opens our lips to exclaim, "Send me. Send me into the world with this faithful confession of this gospel so that everyone may be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." This gospel opens my lips so that I may not judge but forgive those who sin against me, to speak up for those who are treated unjustly, to stand up to those who are ruthless, to defend the vulnerable orphans, and to plead for widows. God opens my lips, now made holy by his absolution, to speak in his stead to all. the living God has blessed you. He has blessed each of you with His holy name in your baptism. So claim it. Claim that holy name each and every day as you begin and you end your day with the holiest of names. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.